Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. Now, maybe you're looking for the next big job or just any new job. And of course, if you've gotten the interview, you've already been screened for your skills and your experience. But when it comes down to it, people want to hire people that they like to be around. And I know that you instinctively know that, but how to do it is a different story. And Laura McMullen is a career editor for U.S. News, and she's just written an article called 9 Ways to Be Incredibly Likable, an Incredibly Likable Interviewee. Let me do that again. 9 Ways to Be an Incredibly Likable Interviewee. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Leslie. So, good to be here.
Yeah, so you talk about rehearsing in here and sort of creating a character. Does that mean I want to be Miss Charming or Mr. Charisma when I walk in? What does that mean?
You would think that, but no, Leslie, it's actually about thinking about, okay, who am I? Because I know it's an old adage, but you do want to be yourself. This doesn't mean you should put on some phony smile and chit-chat everyone like you're chums or anything. But you want to think about what are the qualities you have already that you feel really, really good about. Maybe you're a great listener. Maybe you work well in teams. Things like that. You want to think about the qualities you already have and how to show rather than tell that. You know, it's fine to say, yes, I am a good listener in the interview, but to really show that by asking, you know, your interviewer about her favorite project, by listening intently, by asking follow-up questions, that's an example of how you would portray the best version of yourself. Because I want to stress, you're not faking likable. You know, hopefully everyone's likable in some way, right? So you're not faking anything. But the idea of sort of doing your own self-reflection and thinking, okay, how am I going to show the best version of myself? Mm-hmm. That's really what's going to make you stand out.
So if you think one of your best skills is that you can really pull a team together and lead them, you know, through a project, should you have an anecdote ready that sort of not explains it, but displays that, shows that skill on display?
Absolutely. And this is all going to come, this is the way you rehearse this is by practicing this in those mock interviews. And that way you're able to sort of practice talking through that anecdote in a way that sounds natural. That doesn't sound like you're some scripted robot who's just like computing an answer to the question. Because you know what? A lot of the other interviewees are going to do that. But you're going to stand out by practicing, you know, doing mock interviews with friends, family members, hopefully friends and family members who aren't afraid to tell you, you know, what you can improve. Mm-hmm. And you're going to practice telling that anecdote that shows, you know, how you're a team leader. And an important note about those mock interviews is one of our experts, Michelle Tillis-Luderman, points out that you should really stay in character throughout those mock interviews. So if you fumble on a question during the mock interview, don't say, oh, okay, never mind. Let's come back to that. Let me start over. Don't say anything like that.
Okay.
Really stay in character as you recover, because again, that's going to happen in the real interview. I hate to break it to you. You know, you will fumble from time to time, and that's okay. You know, like a key is if you can gracefully sort of pull yourself together and recover from a fumbled interview question, that's going to show your interviewers a whole lot more than you just saying that you're cool under pressure. You know, if you can do it in the actual interview, then that's your ticket.
Hey, Laura, before we go on to the other items on your list, 9 ways to be an incredibly likable interviewee, what if you get a really tough interview question that maybe you should have anticipated, but you didn't? Like, I see you were at Procter & Gamble for 5 years, and that's great, but you weren't promoted in that 5 years. Why not? And you just don't have a good answer at the ready.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So what experts tend to say is, again, you're not trying to answer everything with some super scripted response. So chances are that interviewer asked that question knowing that you might stumble a little bit, and they want to see how you can handle something like that. So my advice would be to take a breath. You know, you don't have to immediately answer everything, you know, as soon as it's asked, take a breath. You could even ask, like, oh, do you mind if I take a moment? That's a tough one. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you're not gonna sit there for 5 minutes and
no, you right. You can't have a blank stare at the interviewer for 2.5 minutes.
Absolutely not. But again, this is about being likable, and being likable is about being a real person. They get to see you be real in this situation. So you can say, hey, That's a tough question. Just let me think about it for a second. And you really shouldn't take more than a second or two.
Okay.
And then answer best you can. And you know what? If you feel like you didn't give a great answer and later you're regretting it, at the end of the interview, when the interview inevitably says, "Hey, do you have any more questions for me?" That's when you can say, "You know what? You asked me about Procter and Gamble earlier, and I don't feel like I gave a great answer. Do you mind if I revise that a little bit?" That's
Okay.
totally fine.
All
And then
right.
also that's an opportunity if you stumble in your follow-up emails, which you should send that day, or if you're in your follow-up letters, you can address that question in there too.
All right. Now, we'll hold the follow-up for a minute. One thing you mentioned, which I think is so important, is be nice to everyone. And that means everyone, right? The guy at the security desk, the receptionist that checks you in, and so forth, because they could actually, sort of on an informal basis, weigh in on you.
Oh, absolutely. Because of course the interviewer or the hiring manager knows you're going to be nice to that person, right? You're going to be nice to the person who might hire you. But very often we've heard that hiring managers will go back to the receptionist or go back to the security guard who might have, checked in this candidate and say, "Hey, were these guys pleasant? Did they come off as nice? Were they rude?" Hopefully you're being nice anyway, but this is doubly important.
Well, I would
Even coming up
also
to
add that if even being nice just to people who aren't there, for instance, if your phone rings and you need to talk to somebody who has nothing to do with the interview or the interview, but the receptionist can hear you better not be a jerk on the phone either.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're, as experts will say often, you're on camera the minute you walk into the building. Like literally everything you do is gonna be judged, or it could be judged. So you really got to keep that in mind. And another thing about being pleasant with the security guard or with a receptionist is it kind of gives you an opportunity to be casual with someone, to talk, to warm up those vocal cords, and to practice your small talk, which will be helpful too.
Okay. Now, one thing you point out I never thought about is match the pace of the speech of your interviewer. And now I would think some of that happens naturally, but if your interviewer is an extremely fast talker and you're more deliberate, that would be very hard, I would think.
It would be hard, and actually that's something I hadn't thought about either. This great tip comes from Patty Wood, and basically, she gives this example. If somebody's calling you at 8 o'clock at a night, some sales call, and they're talking like this really fast, and they want to sell you on a thing, and you've just been lounging on the couch watching Netflix, that is really jarring, not only because they're calling you late at night, but because you're just not on the same pace. And so an important thing to do is just to consciously remember to match the pace of your interviewer. And that could be, the reverse too. If this person talks more slowly like this, and you're someone who's, in fast talk mode all the time, you need to really take it down a notch. And just for a couple seconds, just for the first 30 seconds or so. You don't, again, this isn't about faking it. You don't got to fake that you're some super fast or slow talker, but just for a second. And doing that sends a subtle, nonverbal cue that you are listening, you've got social cues, you can have a conversation with just about anyone. So that's really something to think about going into it.
And we're talking to Laura McMullen, who wrote the article Nine Ways to Be an Incredibly Likable Interviewee at US News and World Report, usnews.com. How about, Laura, how not to not look desperate, even if you truly are? I mean, maybe you've been working part-time at Target for the last 18 months, and here's the one interview that you got that gives you a chance to get your actual career back on track. How do you keep that desperation in check?
Oh, that's a great question. To not look desperate, again, I think this all comes back to practicing. If you're doing all those mock interviews, hopefully your friend or family member is going to say, "Hey, you really need to take it down a notch, and you've got to remember that you are assertive in this situation. You're not begging for a job, because nobody wants to hire someone who absolutely needs a job, of course, because how would you even know if they're totally qualified?" So again, I think this comes down to practicing, and it's not only about practicing your answers to common interview questions, it's about practicing your tone and your delivery. So that's what I would suggest.
Okay, now going back to the follow-up, you say follow-up like you mean it. What does that mean?
That means, first of all, don't skip it, because it's incredible how many interviewees just don't ever follow up. And it really doesn't take long, and it's a deal breaker, because you better believe that if one candidate follows up and the other one doesn't follow up, you know who they're going to choose, right? So to follow up, like you mean it, that means doing it that day, if at all possible, doing it that day. That's really memorable. It also means you're not sending some blanket thank you email to everyone you interviewed with. You're going to send individualized emails, hopefully that sort of flick to something that you had discussed in your conversation. Or like we had said earlier, if there's a question or an answer you had given that you want to sort of clarify, that's a great place to do it too. But, you know, I would do it as soon as you can and, you know, of course, be thank them for their time and express your interest in working there.
Okay. So if you want to, if you've missed any of this or you want to actually get all the nine ways to be an incredibly likable interviewee, go to usnews.com. Laura McMullen, career editor for US News, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Leslie.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.